what has preceded that for 50,000 years is an investigation of states of consciousness. And this goes all the way back to the earliest shamans and the states of consciousness that they would get into through drum beating and various types of practices and ritual and sitting in sweat lodges and waiting for visions to appear and so on. And as that, those states of consciousness were increasingly investigated, they started to develop into the great contemplative and meditative systems around the world, both East and West. And what we find when we look at these is that they all seem to be based on what they identify as the five fundamental natural states of consciousness. And these are waking, dreaming, deep formless sleep, witnessing, and non-dual unity. Now, these are states that all humans will go through every 24 hours because they wake and then they will go to bed and they will have dreams. At some point, they will pass into deep formless emptiness, and then they all have ever-present unity consciousness available. But they don't go through it in a conscious fashion. So all most humans will remember of these five states of consciousness is the waking state. And so they're perfectly conscious during the waking state, but then they go to sleep at night and they pass out. And they tend to forget often what they experience or what they dream. Sometimes they'll remember it, sometimes they won't. Almost everybody will then pass out when you go into deep, formless sleep. Almost nobody remembers that. And there's a reason. It's empty. It's formless. There's no content. And so coming out of that, they will then come back into dreaming and then back into waking. So what the traditions found is that just because things like dreaming and deep formless sleep are usually experienced in a sleep state, they're not only experienced during sleep. And that what can happen under training, under meditative training, is that by looking within and witnessing these states as they arise, you can make them conscious. And so once you do that, these states are also sometimes referred to as the name of the energetic body that supports them. So the waking state is supported by a gross physical body. The dream state is supported by a subtle energy body. The deep dreamless state is supported by a causal body. The pure witness or observing self with an integral or wisdom body. And the non-dual unified state with a diamond or indestructible body. And so you have a capacity in meditation to start out in the gross state that's often known as monkey mind, because it's just thoughts rattling all over the place and images and all sorts of crazy ideas, and it's just sort of slightly insane. But the more you witness that and the more you follow your breath, slow your thought, your breath process, and witness this gross state, the subtler it will get. And then you'll start to be introduced to the subtle domain. And then here, you find very, very subtle images. You can start to find luminosities. Sometimes beings of light, it will appear. Even though these might be your own archetypes, but they're just strong, radiant sources of light and luminosity. You might experience universal love. You might experience bliss. As you go into the deep, dreamless state, you experience pure, vast emptiness, sometimes known as the abyss, or Kabbalah refers to it as Ayin. And it's the pure, unmanifest form of spirit. So it's without any qualities at all. And then the next state, the witness, is often joined with that deep dreamless state because the witness is also without form and without content. And so what you're getting in the causal is the pure consciousness without an object, the pure witness state. And this is something that we'll be talking about how to experience as well. And then there's the non-dual state, which is maintained to be ever present.